Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Instead of smelling of sweet perfume,
yeah,
she will stink.
Be holy.
All right, we're still, this is our final week in the judgment of God. Let's go back to where we left off on last week.
Isaiah 3, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of smelling of sweet perfume,
yeah,
she will stink.
Hmm. All because she would not obey what God says. All of that, all these things happened, all the stripping away of all this happened because they wouldn't obey what God said. And they were oppressed by children. They were led by children. And the women ruled over them down the wrong path. And that led to all the stripping that was going on. Go ahead.
She will wear a rope for a sash.
Mm-hmm.
And her elegant hair will fall out.
Yeah. I see a lot of that. A lot of that is happening right now. A lot of the women's hair is falling out. They can't grow hair. And hair is supposed to be their thing, their glory, their wonder. And they can't grow it. Because, you know, a lot of people are trying out the, whether it be wigs or weaves or anything like that. When they do stuff like that, they actually pull their other hair out. They're trying to make it longer. It's going to be longer if they just let it grow. But it's not growing fast enough. And so now they're putting the weaves in, or they put the wigs on to look a certain way. I'm not talking about those who have a disease and their hair fell out because there was cancer and they had to take the medication and their hair fell out. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about those who are trying to look like something else. They're trying to look like something else, and then they do this to themselves. They put all this stuff on them to make themselves fair, and it's all in vain. And all it does is pull away the beauty that God has placed in you.
It's counterfeit glory.
It's counterfeit glory. And counterfeit is never worth anything. It's just not worth it. Read on.
She will wear rough burlap instead of rich robes.
Mm-hmm. All because she would not obey what God said. She would not obey what God said. Go ahead.
Shame will replace her beauty.
All because she would not do what God says. And so when we warn you about sinning, this is what we're trying to keep from you. We're trying to keep you from having these problems or these things coming upon you. But if you don't pay attention to what we're saying, if you don't obey the word of God, these things will come on everybody who says that they're a believer. Because God will automatically be in judgment mode when we disobey him. He's jealous. And if you have another God before him, he's going to destroy him. He's going to remove him. Whatever you're depending on, God's going to remove it. If it's not God, you have to depend on him and him alone. Go ahead.
25.
Mm-hmm.
The men of the city.
Oh, now we're down to the men. Watch this.
The men of the city will be killed with the sword.
No wonder You look at these, how the men are dying every single day. They're dying in war. They're dying on the streets. They're dying in their homes. Violent death. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? These things are happening because we said we were one nation under God. We said that. We put it on our money. But if you investigate us, you'll find out we are not one nation under God. We are one nation under our own God. And God ain't having it. You wouldn't even be alive if God didn't let you live. And you say that you're one nation under God, but everything else proves to be untrue. If you would just do what you said, if you were one nation under God, then God would have to back us up with what he said. Now listen, United States does a lot of programs. The United States gives a lot of money to the poor, a lot of poor countries, a lot of poor whatever. They ease the pain of a lot of poor people. That's why I believe God has not destroyed us as of yet. We take away the pain of a lot of people. I believe that. But we still have a lot of work to do within the United States. I'm not talking about just the politicians and the senators. I'm talking about the believers. We have a lot of work to do. And God's expecting us to do that work. And we can't do it until he shows us what to do and guide us on how to do it. But we got to be willing to do it. And so once we're willing to do it, then we're not willing to do other things. We're not willing to just say yes to sin and say no to God. You can't do that because this is what's going to happen to the men.
And her warriors will die in battle.
Our warriors will die in battle if we're not doing what God says we have to do. If we're not obeying him, God help our army. I mean, if the army's going out and so-called protecting the United States, we got to be, before they go out, we have to be right here. The saints have to be right. Or what's going to happen?
The gates of Zion will weep and mourn.
Then we all be under tribulation. Then we'll all be under tribulation. Listen, if the church, as small as it is in the United States, if the church itself would do what it's supposed to do, we have enough members of the church to pray for the entire country. We have enough members in the church, as small as it is. You know, if you look at how many people are actually part of church versus those who are not in church, you'll see how small or minuscule the church is. But we have enough members to pray for the entire country, for the entire world. But we got to do what's right so God don't put us in judgment mode. Read on.
25.
Mm-hmm.
The gates of Zion will weep and mourn.
Yeah.
The city will be like a ravaged woman huddled on the ground.
That's what God said. And everybody can visually see what he just read. We can all see that. We can visualize that. Because a woman like that can't do anything. She's been used. She's been abused. And she's just left there and can't nobody help her. Please don't let us be like that. Church, we have to pray and obey God so that God don't destroy our country. We have to do what's right. We have to do what's right. It ain't going to be the sinners that destroy it. It be us who say we are believers. And then we don't do what's right. That's what brings on God's anger. He knows what he's going to do with the sinners. He's going to get them at the end. He's going to get them, period. But it's the saints who say they were going to obey. They say they were going to do. They said they love him. They said they were saved. And when it is all said and done, when God goes to examine them and test them on what they said, and he comes to find out, hey, I'm presenting a case against you. You're not right. Just like at the end of time, God is going to say, these have obeyed. These have not. The death the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then us who remain shall be called up to meet him. And then comes the judgment where he's going to start judging the sinners. But think about this. If you've gone to church for 30, 40 years, and you did not do what God has instructed for his people to do, you will be included in the sinner's realm. Nobody wants to be there. Listen, hell was never made for people. It was made for the devil and the fallen angels. But now that we act like the devil, some people act like the devil, they got to go where the devil's going. We always talk about, we said, well, the devil's their father. And so if the devil's their father, they have to go where their father is. Just like we have to go where our father is. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. This is all about us going to be with God. It has nothing about, it's nothing about us going to be in hell. It's not even about a threat. If you just do what you're supposed to do, if we just do what we're supposed to do, we will be with him. And he won't be in judgment mode against us. But if we decide to go against what he says and disobey him, he's going to be in judgment mode.
Isaiah 4. Mm-hmm. In that day, mm-hmm. so few men will be left that seven women will fight for each man, saying, let us marry you. Mm-hmm. We will provide our own food and clothing. Only let us take your name so we won't be mocked as old maids.
Mm. You tell me that ain't the United States. They're fighting over men because there's not enough of them. They're fighting over them. They're doing the thing now where two or three women will marry one man and keep it under wraps to where the government don't know about it, just so that they don't sit around looking like, well, nobody wanted us or nobody wanted to marry us. They're willing to share a man. The very thing that made you upset when you were younger, you'll attest to it now. You will wonderfully check it off and say amen to it. Why? Because we're in judgment mode. You don't have what you depend on and when you're in judgment mode against God. When God puts you in judgment mode, he takes away everything you depend on. You depend on your father. That's why a lot of them aren't here. That's why a lot of us haven't grown up with our fathers. What else can we do? We got to come out of judgment mode.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.